We have another birthday to celebrate in addition to the little birthday princess. The first live guest ever on the show from last March, Lisa Bushell, also known as the October Baby. As you can see on her website, lisabushell.com, has had a birthday October 24th, And we're going to play one of her songs now in celebration of her birthday, which was just a couple of days ago, I believe Friday. And this is from her At the Edge of Reality CD. This track is entitled In the End. Next track is from a little played Jefferson Starship release. This is from 1974, and the CD is entitled Dragonfly, and this track is entitled Hyperdrive.
Stand in one.
You heard Mudhoney doing In and Out of Grace. Jefferson Starship did Hyperdrive. Lisa Bouchelle did In the End. The Clash did Gates of the West, and started off with Arthur Conley doing Sweet Soul Music. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the mornings and in the evenings, also at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, USA, as well as Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack from the Church of the Subgenius, as well as relay broadcasted at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quit Dan Quayle, the dumbest guy in national American politics before George W. Numbnuts Bush, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Next week on The Reverend Is In, for the second time ever, a live musical guest. And that'll be the person you heard last week, if you heard last week's Expose the Bush show. And thank you people who wrote and gave hilarious feedback, and a few entertaining haters as well. Laura Shea from laurashea.com. She will be a live musical guest with one of her guitar players and possibly one other guest from her entourage. And that'll be next week, possibly including Marlon the Great Engineer fans. That's right, the return of Marlon the Great Engineer. And he hasn't been around in a while, and there's an occasional question or two. But yes, Marlon and I saw each other yesterday for an hour or so, and we are still friends, and he is very busy. He's in a forthcoming play, and I'll give you details on that for people in the Philadelphia area that's coming up. I think it's called The Broken Hipsters, but I'll give you details for his play in November. And we're probably going to get him to do the engineering for the Laura Shea live show, which is next week. Also upcoming on The Reverend Is In, the 25th anniversary celebration of the legendary Vancouver punk band DOA from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. And we'll hear another DOA track next week. I guess the next several shows will be foreplay to the DOA celebration, and that will just be packed with goodies. A new job celebration show for at least three or four people in the Reverend Bookburn circles, and possibly one more if one of the coffee goddesses gets a new job and quits the hellhole in which she works, which is like under all these goony men. More on that if we get a coffee goddess to come live, which is a possibility on this show, as well as another edition of Expose the Bush, possibly Jennifer Hunter live. And you can help make that happen by calling her telephone domination service. She's from jenniferhunterconsulting.com, and you can call her at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and be sure to say that the Reverend sent you. Another possible live guest is Darren, alias Deicide, from the now-defunct band Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, everreviledrecords.com. And Diane Fornbacher from the Drug Policy Forum Tri-State in this Philadelphia area. but that is an uncertainty because of her baby. And these shows and the scheduling will also be affected possibly by two serious family illnesses, including one close member, and I'm not sure how that translates into action and travel and time off and all of that, but you will be notified in advance if that is to happen, as well as a relative's wedding, but that's kind of down the road. Tonight's theme is Scary Monsters, a pre-Halloween show, and we have some songs that are carefully selected for that theme, as well as a new donated track by Ms. Terry of the great RadioLeft.com, and another offering from the great Ed Gold, book burner from I don't know where, but he sent us a great King Missile track about George W. Numbnuts and Ron Ho Bush, and I believe those are loaded on the computer, so those will be playable here in this beautiful West Philadelphia studio tonight on the Scary Monsters show. And we're celebrating Lisa Bouchel's birthday, hence the track that we played. Lisa was the first live guest on this show last March, and possibly again. I know she's recording another CD, and she's been playing shows all over the place in this area. And when the new CD comes out, you'll hear some of that on the show, as well as Little Birthday Princess's birthday from the Reverend Circles, and we have a couple for her also forthcoming. And I'm not sure what to say about this, but there's been complaints from more than one person about problems either relating to, at least I believe it relates to even accessing the show, but definitely in terms of receiving the playlist that the Reverend sends out. And if you're new, if you write to me, I'll send it to you. The playlist of all the songs, the show write-up and summary, all the links and to articles and things plugged on the show, the readings, etc., which includes a lot of links and the Reverend's link at the RadioVolta.org website. And people from America Online, that the kind of internet equivalent to McDonald's or Walmart or worse, that people have been having a lot of problems getting the emails and communicating with the Reverend. If that is happening with you, please write to me as soon as possible and let me know that, because if we find out that there is a deliberate problem on the part of America Online, there is going to be some serious hell raised, and there's going to be some internet emailings to be forwarded across the universe to let people know what America Online is doing if we do find out and establish for sure that they are doing it. Please inform me of any problems regarding America Online. There are a small handful of complaints, and I do want to follow that up. There is Reverend Bookburn curse updates, and this is actually a bonus curse because we didn't even ask for it, even though we goofed on it a couple of times. But the new Retardo movie that's in production by Mel Gibson about Jesus saw one of the actors, it wasn't Mel Gibson and it wasn't the guy who plays Jesus, but one of the actors got struck by lightning twice, non-fatally, fortunately. We don't like to hear about anybody getting hurt. While they were filming on location near Rome, and so we'll halfway count that as the Bookburn curse striking again through no action on the part of any of you, and that is a good thing. We're going to talk about anti-abortion goonery later, Harassment at clinics has been stepped up nationwide and in this area. And we're going to cover that when we come back. And have a reading from Michael Moore's new book entitled Dude, Where's My Country? What else? There's some more goodies. There's some monster-themed stuff coming on. There's some good news that might as well bring up early in the show. Since the incident with Pat Robertson that we covered a week or two ago, where he advocated on TV on his 700 Club show, bombing and using a nuclear device against the State Department for allegedly supporting the Muslim rebels against a real racist dictator in Liberia, Charles Taylor, with whom Pat Robertson has very extensive business dealings. A station, WDCA, has dropped the 700 Club and will instead run reruns of Moesha and the Hooglies. A serious improvement, I must say, but that is, of course, entirely subjective. Okay, what is this? I'm getting a message about the Mel Gibson movie curse and the lightning getting striking. It was the assistant director, and he got hit twice, and Jesus actor got hit once, so that's three strikings non-fatally. We're glad to hear that it was non-fatal. Thank you, Mr. Kenny. Alright, where was I? Oh, and there's Pope and Mother Teresa news. The Pope has announced that he wants the beatification of Mother Teresa, and the Reverend wants to suggest to him that rather than seek beautification, just give her one of those Jenny Jones makeovers instead. It's a little more appropriate, and it just might work. You've seen what she's done before, if you've ever seen her television show. Mother Teresa has a kind of an undue image of being this altruistic, helpful person. It's just not reality. She did run a lot of programs in the villages, but her programs were similar to that asshole chaplain in Iraq who was giving water in water-deprived areas only to people, including people of Islamic faith, which is a whole lot of people there. They would only get the water if they agreed to be baptized. In fact, I think the soldiers had to abide by that as well to get water from this nutcase. And so services were withheld. There was, of course, pressure from Mother Teresa to breed despite poverty and the severe deficiencies in healthcare services, to not use birth control, to not get abortions, to breed endlessly, etc. It's definitely not a deserved image that she has, and this beautification is, of course, a joke, which is why we're joking about it. There's an article I'll send you by email, because there's no link, that came with it by Christopher Hitchens, ordinarily an asshole, but this article by him is pretty much on the money, and he's the guy who wrote a book about her, Mother Teresa in Theory and Practice, The Missionary Position, and that I'll send to you if you want it, and that'll give you details about that. More readings to come, and more goodies, but first let's get back to the music. We're going to play a good Halloween type of song from the Hell Comes to Your House compilation from L.A. This band is called 45 Grave, and this song is called 45 Grave. Right after this song ends.
Grave, fine and thin, my head. Thank you.
you heard the Misfits doing 20 Eyes and I Turned Into a Martian. Before that, Dave Cussworth and the Bounty Hunters did Child of the Moon. Alice Donut did Halloween from the Virus 100 compilation from AlternativeTentacles.com. Marilyn Manson, who is playing in Philadelphia tonight, did Little Horn from the Antichrist Superstar CD, and started off with 45 Grave doing 45 Grave. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Scary Monsters, the pre-Halloween show. And a shout out to Plantard, I presume, also known as Simon Doherty, in the UK, where it is now like 3 in the morning. And thank you, European Bookburners, for tuning in the middle of the night to listen to this show. In Philadelphia, from Tuesday, October 28th through November 2nd, at the Miriam Theater, a play that deals with the death penalty entitled The Exonerated. And I'm going to just read the blurb from Philadelphia Weekly, since it's short and says it all, because I have not seen this yet, but this looks really great. It's at the Miriam Theater, October 28th through November 2nd, and it's called The Exonerated. It's no surprise that 2002's most significant play, The Exonerated, should have had its world premiere at Tim Robbins' Actors Gang Theater. Similar to Robbins' film Dead Man Walking, co-authors Jessica Blank and Eric Jensen's docudrama is a clear-eyed look at the death penalty in America. The Exonerated tells six stories drawn from Blank and Jensen's interviews with 40 of the nation's then 89 death row convicts. All 40 were eventually found innocent. All 40 were eventually found innocent and freed from prison, a deplorable statistic. And the six stories focus on how these wrongfully convicted citizens cope after having years of their lives stolen. Most of the touring shows that come to town are big musicals, but not The Exonerated. Instead, it's serious and important theater. This touring version stars Lynn Redgrave and Avery Brooks, both of whom are solid actors. And that was by J. Cooper Robb of Philadelphia Weekly. So it's Tuesday, October 28th through November 2nd at the Miriam Theater, South Broad Street in Philadelphia. 215-336-1234. Phone 215-336-1234. That is coming. So that means that all 40 of those guys went through the entire legal system and appeals process, were innocent yet convicted by the courts, and placed on death row. That is absolutely mind-boggling, and that shows the importance of abolishing the death penalty because of the enormous deficiencies, faults, and flaws in the legal system. And speaking of scary monsters, it's definitely time to read from Michael Moore's book, which is entitled Dude, Where's My Country? And his most recent film, Bowling for Columbine, is on video now. It's on VHS and DVD, and you can see Marilyn Manson in that as well. All this stuff is at michaelmoore.com. This brand new book is entitled Dude, Where's My Country? And has a great cover of Michael Moore himself toppling a statue of George W. Numbnuts Bush. And the whole book is worth reading out loud, but I won't do that. I will only read a little. When the powers that be succeeded in ignoring and then silencing the nation's widespread dissent over war, one man stood on an Oscar stage and in front of a billion people outed the commander-in-chief for his fictitious presidency and his fictitious war. Now, just a few months later, those words, have remarkably become the accepted truth of the land. Yes, Michael Moore is the scourge of stupid white men everywhere. He's taken on fat cats, gun nuts, lying politicians. The Guardian describes him as a wake-up call, a kick in the mental backside. And now he's back, daring to ask the most urgent question of these perilous times. Dude, where's my country? Okay. Skip that. He is also the author of Stupid White Men and Downsize This. The first chapter is entitled Seven Questions for George of Arabia. And what I'm going to do is just read the questions. And of course, there's all kinds of text after each question. But from Dude, Where's My Country? Here's question number one in the chapter. Seven Questions for George of Arabia. Question number one. Is it true that the Bin Ladens have had business relations with you and your family off and on for the past 25 years? Question number two. What is the, quote, special relationship, unquote, between the Bushes and the Saudi royal family? Question number three. Who attacked the United States on September 11th? A guy on dialysis from a cave in Afghanistan, or your friends, Saudi Arabia? Question number four. Why did you allow a private Saudi jet to fly around the U.S. in the days after September 11th and pick up members of the Bin Laden family and then fly them out of the country without a proper investigation by the FBI? Question number five. Why are you protecting the Second Amendment's rights of potential terrorists? Question number six. Were you aware that while you were governor of Texas, the Taliban traveled to Texas to meet with your oil and gas company friends? One more. Question number seven. What exactly was that look on your face in the Florida classroom on the morning of September 11th when your chief of staff, interesting title, chief of staff, told you America is under attack? And he begins chapter 2, Home of the Whopper, with, what is the worst lie a president can tell? I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. Or, he has weapons of mass destruction, the world's deadliest weapons, which pose a direct threat to the United States, our citizens, and our friends and allies. One of those lies got a president impeached. The other lie not only got the liar who told it the war he wanted, but also resulted in huge business deals for his friends. That is from Dude, Where's My Country? Brand new book by Michael Moore, michaelmoore.com. All right, no more reading. I do have another reading thing, but if time permits, I'll get to that later. Next week, don't forget, is Laura Shea Live. I can't wait, and probably with Marlon, the great engineer. If you're in North America, or if you're anywhere, and you want a bumper sticker that says George W., the first president, George W., the worst, you can go to, there's no WW in this, http://ichoosecancer.com, where the two Georges on a bumper sticker. The Reverend saw Scary Movie 3 this weekend. And I would say that if you want humor and if you like lampoonery and something that mocks a movie genre the Reverend usually doesn't like horror and gore and violence and blood and all that kind of stuff, Scary Movie 3 is very recommended. It was very funny, and it was good because it goofed on a whole lot of other movies. And it's out now, Scary Movie 3. We're going to play a song in a bit for the anti-choice goons that have stepped up their harassment, especially in the wake of the September 2003 execution of anti-abortion terrorist Paul Hill. And we got a great song dedication for such goonery. All kinds of great articles came, and thank you so much, people who send me this stuff. A lot of them did not have links, but if you want it, if it's something that interests you, I will send it to you by email. The first is an article entitled, Women Bear the Brunt of Environmental Toxins. Another is a cartoon, and you know the Reverend loves cartoons. This is an edition of the Boondocks cartoon, pontificating on the question as to whether or not Ann Coulter is or is not a man. All kinds of stuff about last week's show, Expose the Bush, about Bush, the lies, the leak of the CIA agent, and on. So if you want any of this Bush and lies that justified the war, etc., let me know and I'll send that to you. It's a shame you don't know each other. You could just send it to each other. But a lot of you find, I don't know how you find this stuff, but it's really, really important information to get out and spread across the internet. And I hope you're forwarding it to other people as well. And for the first time in ages, I believe 20 or 30 years, a woman from Afghanistan is in an international beauty pageant, Ms. Afghanistan, a contestant for Miss Earth this year. And I think there's a blurb about that and a picture at MSN Today, on their Today News. And a book burner from Florida has sent the Reverend information about a kind of a festival. It's like an outdoor festival. The weather is really warm and really beautiful down there. And in the Key West, you are not officially and legally naked if your body is painted. So if you paint the parts of your body that ordinarily would be considered indecent exposure, should they be exposed, you are no longer violating said indecent exposure laws if you are painted. And this book burner was oh so generous enough to send the Reverend pictures from that festival. So those of you who ask me for this kind of stuff, right, and I will forward you pictures from the Key West Festival, where body paint counts as clothing. The late-term abortion ban is closer to being signed into law, and as we covered the last couple of weeks, is a death sentence against many women who are going to face serious health consequences and, in many cases, life-threatening circumstances due to this Taliban influence bill that is passed both halves of Congress and is awaiting the promised signature of George W. Numbnuts Taliban wannabe Bush. If there are groups on your campus or in your area that are fighting this, please support those efforts or just do so as an individual and fight this bill. And speaking of pro-choice, ProChoiceLeague.com really needs a few bucks That's Bill Baird and Joni Scott, two friends of the Reverend, and from upstate New York, and they are doing all kinds of great work, and you can find them at prochoice.com. All right, what else is happening? Paul Krasner's books and CDs are at his website, Paul Krasner, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. His columns, his great columns, published by New York Press, and they're online at nypress.com. His latest column, which I'll forward to you since he sent it to me, is entitled Arnold Madonna Doonesbury and an Internet Porn Scam. Alright, I guess we'll talk about the anti-choice goonery when they get their song dedication, which is coming up. We'll also play the King Missile song about President Numbnuts Bush in this next set, since it does appear to be on a computer. A Halloween treat made for this show by Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, and all kinds of goodies. First, let's play a song by the Psychedelic Furs from their first album, if this is in fact queued up properly. This track is entitled We Love You.
We'll be right back.
Okay, let's try our luck with this computer. Starting with the Halloween for the Rev track by Ms. Terry of Radio Left. And that's not it.
I was working in the bunker late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash. He did the Chaney mash, the Chaney mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash. He did the Chitty Chaney mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from Chitty Chaney's electrodes. They did the mash. They did the Chaney mash, the Chaney mash. It was a graveyard smash. They did the mash, and it caught on in a flash. They did the Chitty Chaney mash. The fascists were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfowitz, Poppy Bush, and his rotten son. The scene was rocking, all the digging sounds. Scullier on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Felonious Five. And then they'd play the mash, the Chitty Chaney mash. It was a graveyard smash, and it caught on in a flash. They played the Chitty Chaney mash. Out from his coffin, Chitty Chaney's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Halliburton twist?" It's now the mash. It's now the Chitty Chaney mash. And it's a graveyard smash. And it caught on in a flash. Now everything's cool, Dick's part of the band, and my Chaney mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, the mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Chitty Chaney sent you, then you can mash. You can Chitty Chaney mash.
Okay, let's try the King Missile track about President Numbnuts Bush. This is King Missile.
The scumbag, the motherfucking president. Fucking piece of shit. Scumbag, asshole, fucking retard. Scumbag, scumbag, you fucking piece of shit. Little fucking piece of shit. Fuck you, you little fucking eat shit scumbag. Eat my shit, fuckwad, fuckface. Fuck you, you fuck, you fucking little scumbag. You suck ass, you fucking scumbag. You little fucking scumbag. You're a condom, you're a fucking condom. You're full of scum, you're a fucking bag full of fucking scum. You walk around full of the cum that you lick off on the street. You eat shit, you suck shit. You're a fucking piece of shit scumbag. I hate your fucking guts, and I want you to die. And it's not even like I think you're gonna win again. It's not like I have to fucking win. Watch you on the television, cause I don't fucking watch television when you're on the television. It's just that you're a fucking piece of shit fuck, it's just that I fucking hate you, you fucking piece of shit. It's just that you're a fucking piece of shit, fucking cokehead, pretzel choking, drunken coma, fuck you, you piece of shit, scumbag, motherfucker, asshole, scumbag, scumbag, piece of shit, little fucking asshole, retard, hard on, prick. Fuck scumbag, shit face, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck the Congress for sucking your dick, and fuck everybody who puts up with it, including me, fuck me for not killing you, fuck everybody who's gotten within 15 fucking feet of you and hasn't fucking tried, but fuck murder, fuck rotting in jail, fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck, you don't even deserve to be executed, just die a slow fucking painful fucking death, you illiterate shit scumbag, scumbag, motherfucking shit-eating scumbag, scumbag, you fucking fuck, fuck, Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit! Fucking scumbag! Piece of shit! Motherfucking scumbag! 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 Piece of shit! Fuck, fuck! Fuck, fuck!
Okay, thank you, Ed Gould, the book burner who sent that. And I see on here they put the Rush Limbaugh, allegedly Rush Limbaugh, as the vocalist to I Am a Nazi. Let's see if that'll play. Hello?
Play. Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Limbaugh!
They say that I'm sleaze and elitist. You please, everybody disagrees with my rap.
It is bad.
I'm horrendous. I'm appalling. My ratings now are falling. I'm so full of
bull,
so full of crap.
Full of crap.
With condescending cries, making money, selling lies. You might say everybody hates my guts.
Hates his guts.
I'm offensive. I'm a bigot. I'm a fraud. Can you dig it? I'm a sexist, racist, homophobic, fat, pathetic cuss.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi. That's right.
I really am,
because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fat conservative butthead with a face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead.
Hey,
with a face of a horse's ass.
I have a subhuman figure, a huge rear end. My brain? That's another story.
It's quite another
story. I have a face the size of a wash tub. And my ass is as big as Missouri. Yes!
This bastard is sick. He's a fat bomb as big and his ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes, Curry Bob! Manipulating statements, exaggerate the truth. I can't believe they hate my show. It inspires. It's not just because I'm stupid. It's not just because I'm scum. It's just because Republicans are liars. I am heartless. I am vain, insensitive, insane. They say that I'm a national disgrace. I am nasty, insulting, basically revolting. I'm a concentrated pile of human waste. Because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a sick Republican sleazeball with a face of a horse's ass.
He's a sick Republican sleazeball with a face of a horse's ass.
They say that this is not about my vanity. They doubt my sanity. They think I'm nuts.
So nuts.
I am a cyst on the ass of humanity. New Republican slogan, read my guts. From the bowels of
Adolf
Hitler comes the voice of Rush Limbaugh. In closing, let me say that each and every day, I'm an evil, rotten, egotistical snob. I'm the cop of, Joe McCarthy like Gestapo, the right-wing, foam-at-the-mouth, jack-booted slob, the democratic trashing, years of liberal bashing with the equivalent compassion of a grommet. With the IQ of a fig, I'm a fat, obnoxious pig. And the truth of the matter is, I'm vomit. Because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi. I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fear-mongering scumbag with a face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead.
Hey, sick Republican sleazeball. Fear-mongering scumbag.
Oh.
Egotistical asswipe. Mean-spirited, hog-wallering fat conservative puss.
With a face
of a horse's ass.
That was allegedly Rush Limbaugh singing I Am a Nazi. And now that brings us to another bunch of Nazi-influenced people, people who have the same exact mentality as Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, people who have been making terroristic threats, committing acts of terrorism for over 20 years at women's clinics, including over 100 bombings, including 15 shooting incidents, several of which fatal. People who have issued rhetoric since September 2003, since the execution of Paul Hill, that is identical to the rhetoric of Al-Qaeda in terms of avenging Paul Hill, declaring holy war and jihad, punishing the entire nation, and fighting blood with blood, etc., etc., all of the same rhetoric, who have been touring in the name of a number of organizational names in the Philadelphia and South Jersey area. They've been striking as the Center for Bioethical Reform, as if, and holding up huge banners of bad fetal art, very loudly and aggressively harassing women, making numerous women frightened as they entered, some to tears. The Reverend thanks most sincerely every person who looked after the clinics in this area last weekend, where it was substantially nastier. And these people are completely appropriate for a Scary Monsters show, and we're going to pray for them now. And if there's time, I'll read you a little article about one, or actually two of these pinheads. Lord, we pray for the brains of the people who operate under the name of the Center for Bioethical Reform. We pray that they no longer have delusions, hear voices and divine commands, hallucinate angels and miracles, and pose a dangerous and terroristic threat to people of this nation. We pray that they recognize their leaders for what they are, people who take their money and donations while preaching abstinence and other retardo ideologies, and spend the abstinence donations on their affairs and sex workers. We pray that these people become more mentally stable than they appear to be, and that they neutralize themselves and proceed forward in the earliest stages of getting a life and sticking their faces out of the lives of other people. We pray to thee, Lord. And now we're going to play a song that goes back to either the late 80s or early 90s by Todd Rundgren. In these days, anti-abortion fanatics, including sex-scandalized anti-abortion leader Randall Terry, who's back in the picture fighting for the Schiavo case, where the husband is ready to pull the plug in accordance with his wife's issues, and all these assholes, including the governor, Jeb Bush, seek to intervene, that Randall Terry, they were operating under the name of Operation Rescue, and similar to the racist segregationists before them, who blocked doors and knocked people over in an effort to obstruct the rights of others, Operation Rescue blockaded hundreds of clinics, committed hundreds of acts of assaults against clinic defenders, clinic staffs, police, and in some cases even passers-by. All of that under the name of Operation Rescue. This was a song by Todd Rundgren from his No World Order CD about Operation Rescue. This track is entitled Fascist Christ.
elders left us a mandate. We got to separate the church and the state. So get your head straight before it's too late and you drop it in the plate. You must appreciate Jesus and money. Make a man speak in tongues, scream out his lungs, roll in the dung. And when the song is sung, he moves up another rung. And the deaf and the dumb are the ones who get stung. Here come the sex police, they're at your bedroom door. Moving in next door, searching from door to door. You know what they're looking for, someone's always keeping score. Every time you tip the oar, love isn't fun no more. 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 About this strange philosophy in which God and man are enemies, in which there is no serenity unless you happen to believe precisely what they want you to believe and no diversity. Come join the army and learn the noises that drown out the other's voices and please the devil who rejoices when mankind has no choices and power exploits us and peace avoids us. Guess who to the rescue on our holy mission to uphold the tradition of the Spanish Inquisition and preempt your decision by forcing your confession. Now let that be a lesson if you think you're messing with.
Come to the rescue.
Okay, we're going to play another one for the little birthday princess by Cat Stevens before he became a Yusuf Islam, another fanatical zealot and knucklehead. But before that, he did a lot of great music, and his name was still Cat Stevens. And from the soundtrack of what is arguably one of the greatest films of all time, Harold and Maude, this track is entitled, Where Do the Children Play?
It's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, as you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Children play.
This next track is in response to the question, why don't you ever play any songs by Bad Brains? Bad Brains, at least when they were a newer band, even though they were from the DC suburbs, they pretended they were from Jamaica, spoke in fake Jamaican accents, talked a lot about Rastafarianism and and religious zealotry acted like the Christian Coalition or the anti-abortion goons, condemned a lot of women for using birth control, condemned all gay people, every sex positive, and in effect were Jerry Falwell clones with dreadlocks, and didn't just have these opinions, but literally attacked people, including the big boys and Reagan Youth in New York, MDC, Friends of the Reverend, and even the Reverend. So, rather than really get into it, I'll write to you if you want, like, full detailed stories, but this is a song by MDC about Bad Brains. The title is a goof on the Bad Brains song, Pay to Come. This is MDC doing their song about Bad Brains entitled Pay to Come Along. Lord, make this machine work.
We don't need no job instruction. We don't need to be so uptight. Hide your eyes from the truth. Not to be free, but to be right. You were a part of the whole world lies. Jesus died, a new disguise. People gave you hope and their love. You gave that hate from high above. Couldn't help but fight the fight against it. A black and white material for a million music dollars. The understood, like I saw a hot man. Such a clear system that could have taken up a stand. Been the most important band. Looking out for number one holy stance. Smoking push the herb while ignoring what you said. Day and show for all to see. Being easily blessed. Makes you no better than anyone else. Frail and human like all the rest. Oh, when we tell you what it costs, we'll never know what was really wrong. Substance really been a burn. A lesson bitter we had to learn. We don't need no judge on security. We don't need to be so uptight. See out your eyes from the truth. Not to be free, but to be right.
Okay, we certainly heard about enough scary monsters during the last set. MDC did Pay to Come Along. Cat Stevens did Where Do the Children Play. Todd Rundgren did Fascist Christ. Somebody, supposedly Rush Limbaugh, sang I Am a Nazi. King Missile did The President. Ms. Terry did Halloween for the Rev. And started off with DOA doing Just Say No to the WTO. Actually, we started off with the Psychedelic Furs doing We Love You. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Scary Monsters, the pre-Halloween show. And there's just a little more to cover. I'm not going to read the article about the anti-choice goons. Give a couple of plugs and then play another song for the little birthday princess. And close out the set. You can see the film about the stolen 2000 presidential election entitled Unprecedented in Philadelphia on November 9th at the Rotunda. And you can check it out online at unprecedented.org. In Philadelphia, there is a Radio Volta fundraiser on Tuesday, November 18th at the Khyber Pass, 56 South 2nd Street in Old City. Bands start at 9 p.m. The lineup is Paul Lewis, the Andy Brown Trio, Betsy Spivak, Casey Hulford, and that's all. And also in Philadelphia, which is of course known for its great jazz history, there is an exhibition for 2 months on the works of jazz legend John Coltrane, produced by the Slout Foundation, and they are online at slout, slout.org for the John Coltrane exhibition, and I think there's new unreleased material coming out in that vein as well. And I don't know which kind of live shows Dr. Susan Block has had lately, but usually she emails and lets me know so I can announce them, but if you go to Dr. Susan Block's site at drsusanblock.com, you can click on what's new and Tara Journals to read her latest editorial about John Ashcroft, Ayatollah Ashcroft, who can't be bothered with anti-choice terrorists who recently have stepped up their actions and threats, but wants to instead prosecute a video company called Extreme Associates. You can read Extreme Associates and the Reverend's response to Extreme Associates in the Patriot's Letters page, which is linked in the right margin. Shows upcoming for future guests. Shows past for past shows. The Reverend live on Dr. Susie, November 2002. And Dr. Susie receives the Emma Goldman Freedom Award from Reverend Bookburn. All of that at drsusanblock.com. And her Halloween special editorial, Fear and Sex. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There was a walkathon today throughout the country, I believe. And there's a non-propagandistic breast cancer site that does not include anti-choice, absurd propagandistic bullshit about abortion leading to breast cancer. This scientific and factual site is thebreastcancersite.com. Humane Treatment of Animals Who Are Abused and Neglected, theanimalsite.com. For legal and civil liberties information, ACLU.org. Cheryl Miller's memorial is in Washington, D.C., CherylDCMemorial.org. Dark Lady has a new column. I don't know if it's on her webpage yet, but you can write to her if it isn't. DarkLady.com. And speaking of monsters, you can check out BushRecall.org. You can share information on emergency contraception, otherwise known as ECP, with anyone who needs it at BackUpYourBirthControl.com. The Reverend sends wishes of love and support, peace and healing to everybody affected by the death of former Radio Volta DJ Claire Clay, 1978 to 2003, and hope everybody is hanging tough and healing from this. Information about the Plea for Peace CDs, the Take Action Tour, and their primary beneficiary, the National Helpline, all at subcity.net. The National Helpline provides 24/7 support regarding depression and suicidality, and you can call them if necessary, or if you need to spread this information to anyone else, at 1-800-SUICIDE. Once again, next week, when The Reverend is in, Laura Shea, live A, musical guest, plus her guitar player, and coming up, the DOA 25th anniversary, the new job celebration party on behalf of three or four book burners in this area, maybe Jennifer Hunter Live, another edition of Expose the Bush, possibly with a live guest or two, Darren from Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, Diane Fornbacher from the Drug Policy Forum, and whatever else. The Reverend O is running out of time, so he will do the credits right now. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance for tonight's show, or information, or just general inspiration to Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Lioness, and her girlfriend, Renee, Liz Bott, Ed Gould, who provided the King Missile track about the President, Ms. Terry, Mr. Zvi, Plantard, and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and all of over America Bookburners, Little Birthday Princess, the Laura Shea Band, Jill, Mr. Scott, Gina, Karen, Justin, Brooke, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Marlon, the Great Engineer, who might be coming back next week, Patty, the Coffee Goddesses, Mother Therese, Maria, Lauren, Dark Lady and her new honey, Paul Krasner, the Pro-Choice League, all clinic defenders, everybody who looked after the clinics this past weekend, Jennifer Hunter, Pie Man, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, Jim Nexus of Radio Volta, the two Washington radio stations that air the show, and Dallas Blanchard. If I forgot anything, I am sorry. I will read the anti-choice thing another time and talk more about what we can do about the anti-choice assholes. And we'll talk about the Christian supremacist nut job of a general who is a part of the Pentagon instead of a person locked in a rubber room. And some more readings. Well, either the next show or the one after that, since we have a live guest, and I probably won't get to a fraction of the stuff I want to cover. But in the next week or two, the stuff left out of this show. Right now, I'm going to play another song for the birthday diva. This is Pink Floyd doing See Emily Play. Play.
Misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow.
Is the Atheist Radio Network.